Assiniboia. Growing conditions in the southwest continue to degrade as the region did not receive widespread rain, according to the crop report for the period of June 20 to 26. Crops are beginning to rapidly develop in the driest areas, and in some fields, seeds did not germinate. Areas that have received precipitation in the past month appear to be holding on, but soil moisture reserves in areas that have received precipitation aren't enough to maintain them without a big, replenishing rain. In the southwest, 63% of the fall cereals, 82% of the spring cereals, 84% of the oilseed crops and 72% of the pulse crops are at their normal stages of development for this time of year. In the driest area of the region, producers are noting that some durum fields are heading out at only 10 inches tall. This is a sign that the crop is under severe stress. Crop conditions range from very poor to good in the region, with 27% of the spring wheat, 19% of the durum, 23% of the canola and 23% of the lentils being in good condition at this time. There were some isolated rainstorms this past week, with the Consul area reporting 23 mm and commenting that the rainfall ranged from 23 to 50 mm across the general area. Producers noted that their sloughs and dugouts have retained most of their water while their crops appear to be suffering from drought and heat stress. A multi-day soaking rain is desperately needed in the region to help relieve crops from the heat and replenish the soil moisture. Moisture conditions are declining in the southwest region due to limited rainfall, relentless wind, and warm temperatures. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 33% adequate, 33% short and 34% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 25% adequate, 25% short and 50% very short. Haying is well underway in the region. 13% of the hay crop is cut and waiting to be baled or silaged, 18% of the crop has already been baled or silaged with 69% still standing. Hay quality is rated as 17% excellent, 67% good, 8% fair and 8% poor. The majority of crop damage this week was from wind, drought, grasshoppers and gophers. Producers are doing their best to control the insect pests and gophers that are eating up large portions of their fields, but spraying has been hampered for some due to windy conditions. Some are also spraying fungicide on crops that are now dealing with disease occurrence.